This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you. Thanks to everyone that's with us today.
And, you know, Happy New Year to everybody. We'll have to do a program maybe on New Year's resolutions at some point.
Yeah, we should. We always talk about this every year, Jim, and it's like we laugh.
But one we're going to renew is to start each program with a prayer. And one of our guests today is Ken Agoric, Director of Catechesis for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and Ken has been gracious enough to volunteer to do our prayer for us, so we'll just turn it over to you, Ken.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Bridget. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, you instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of your Holy Spirit. Help us by that same Spirit always to know what is right and constantly to enjoy his holy comforts. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Thanks, Ken. That was awesome. And, you know, we definitely need the Holy Spirit to do really all that we do here at Catholic Radio Indy and in our various ministries. And I'm really super excited to talk about this topic. Anyone that has listened to the show knows that evangelization is totally my passion in life. And we talk about that a lot on the air here.
And this organization that we're going to be talking about really fills a needed niche. Catholics have been a little bit timid, to say the least, when it comes to evangelization of, talking to somebody. Oh, gosh, I don't want to do that. But this organization does.
Absolutely. We are going to be talking about a national street evangelization ministry, which is coming to Indianapolis. And joining us in studio, as Jim had said, Ken Agoric is with us. He's the director of catechesis for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And Adam Janke, who is the chief operating officer for St. Paul Street Evangelization, which is the topic of our interview today. Welcome, Adam and Ken.
Great to be with everyone.
Well, I want to get into this, and it's funny because before we got started, Jim and I joked about the whole idea of actually street evangelization, and I wasn't sure, but it turns out that I think this is exactly what it sounds like it is. So Adam, what is St. Paul Street Evangelization?
Yeah, it is an on-the-street Catholic apostolate where we have over 200 teams all over the country that go out and do public ministry, do public street evangelization. So it's mostly lay Catholics. It's mostly lay people in their own communities that go out and serve and minister and try to be a bridge of trust, really from the public square to the local church. So, you know, even if you have a big Catholic building in the middle of a city, doesn't necessarily mean that people out there in the street understand who goes to that church, who belongs there. And so, am I welcome there? Am I allowed to go in? Just last weekend, I was in church, and a dad and his young son were walked up to the church and said, you know, they were kind of peeking in the window going, can I go in there? Can we take a look inside? And I brought him on in and said, sure. And so we try to be out there in public, sharing our faith in a very non-confrontational way. So our motto at St. Paul Street Evangelization is to listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite.
Well, what's really interesting about this, and really, I mean, there's a lot of people that just don't go into church anymore. They don't go to church anymore. They don't know if they can even go in there, just like you said. They're like, oh, that's a cool building, you know. And so we really have to be out, you know, doing what you're doing. But it is kind of scary. I gotta ask you, why St. Paul? Why is it named after St. Paul?
Yeah, the Apostle to the Gentiles. So St. Paul Street Evangelization got started roughly 10 years ago, actually. And when we were founding the organization, our founder's name is Steve Dawson. You know, we wanted to be a Catholic evangelization apostolate, so we went looking in the scriptures and decided that St. Paul was not only the apostle to the Gentiles, but we felt in prayer that he wanted to be the patron saint of our apostolate, and so it got named St. Paul Strict Evangelization.
We're talking with Adam Jenke. He is the Chief Operating Officer for St. Paul Street Evangelization. And we also have Ken O'Gorick, Director of Catechesis for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, here in the studio. And I got to ask each of you, I know you're both in evangelization. I want to kind of hear your personal story of how you even got into this. I'm going to start with you, Ken.
Sure. I'll try to make it
I know
brief.
It's
so I'm a cradle Catholic, and I always took my faith relatively seriously, but I would say, again, just to sort of cut to the chase, in college, when my faith started to be challenged a little bit, it really led to me looking a little bit more deeply into our Catholic faith and really who Jesus Christ is, and It just kind of lit a little fire in me, or maybe my pilot light was on, but
got turned up a little.
Yeah, and really, ever since then, I've kind of been on a journey of not only catechesis, because teaching is a dimension of our ministry, of course, but evangelization as well. And I'm very blessed to be able to focus on both of those ministries for the Archdiocese.
And that is really awesome. And Adam, how about for you? Did you grow up Catholic?
You know, I did not. I have quite the conversion story, but the condensed version there is I was baptized Catholic and I was raised in the Lutheran Church. And then around the time I got into high school, I got involved in an after-school Bible study at our public school and was invited on a mission trip where I gave my heart to the Lord in a deeper way and became Baptist. And so eventually that, you know, we would go out actually as Baptists and we would do street ministry. And, you know, honestly, we'd go out and we'd try to save the Catholics.
And, yeah, I think we probably all experienced that at one point. We want to save you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, though, you know.
Adam, tell us about the organization of St. Paul Street Evangelization. Does it have, like, a headquarters and a hierarchy and district managers, mm-hmm. or how does it work?
Yeah, so we're out of Warren, Michigan, and we have an office there on the campus of Our Lady of Grace, and we have a staff of roughly 12 people full-time that work in the office. So there's myself and Steve, our founder, along with a couple folks that run our online school of evangelization, and, you know, others, marketing department and whatnot, but really we're at the service of all of our team leaders all across the country. So we help onboard new teams, and then we train them and offer ongoing formation and ongoing assistance as they go out there and as they minister on the street.
So you mentioned, I think, a little bit earlier that St. Paul Street Evangelization has been around for roughly about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then,
it's our 10th anniversary this year.
That's awesome. And I'm curious, okay, so you're all over the country, right? I think you mentioned, like, 200 teams or something like that? How many teams
over
do you have?
200. Yep.
Man, that is a lot. So who is attracted to doing something like this? I mean, okay, Jim and I were laughing. I mean, it is a little bit of a fear factor here, you know, in terms of to do something like this. So you actually train people then to do this type of work? Is that how it works?
Exactly. You know, Catholics will come to us because they keep hearing about something called the new evangelization in their parishes, and their bishops will talk about it, and we hear from the Holy Father, but they're not sure, like, how can I be part of it? And so they hear about what we're doing. They're like, does this really work for me? And we'll do an interview with them over the phone, just chat with them, and help them discover that it's not as difficult as we think it is, because it's really not about getting into arguments or preaching, you know, with a bullhorn or anything like that. It's about a normal conversation with other people that we meet out there on the street.
Now, how does your organization differ from, I've been to major cities at different times, and you may encounter somebody on the street corner handing out Bible tracts or something like that. I've been to some touristy areas where someone literally has a soapbox or a wooden box of one sort or another, and is standing on that, preaching to everyone and no one because most people aren't listening to them. How does St. Paul evangelism differ from that, or is it the same as?
Yeah, we don't do any street preaching where we get a soapbox or anything like that. The Catholic Church actually has a wonderful history of street preaching, especially with the Catholic Evidence Guild through Maisie Ward and Frank Sheed. But really, we're all about people coming up to us. We'll have a little A-frame sign that says need prayer on it. We'll put up a little table with rosaries and Bibles and tracts on it and just allow people to come up and talk to us. And then it's a one-on-one conversation with an evangelist where I say, hey, my name's Adam. What's your name? Good to meet you. Are you from the area? Would you like a free rosary? Would you like a free miraculous medal, free Bible, that kind of thing? And then we just chat. And so we talk about God. We talk about life. And then we try to make that invitation to prayer, to Jesus, and to the local church.
So do you wear, I'm getting into the granular here, but do you wear like, I mean, I'm curious, do you wear like a T-shirt or something to kind of let them know who you are? Or does your table have like a little sign on it? I mean, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so to identify who we are.
Like yeah,
said,
yeah.
We have frame signs, and we've got these hoodies,
letters
with our logo on it, and polos, and whatever people want to wear. My favorite T-shirt to wear when I'm out there is, it just has the giant words on it, what's your story?
Uh-huh.
And so people will come up to me and say, oh, you don't want to know my story, and then just proceed to tell me their whole story.
Well, you don't have the advantage of a priest, for example, might be wearing a Roman collar or a cassock, or a nun wearing a habit, and someone sees them, and right away, they're Catholic,
yeah.
And you know, if they want to talk to or don't want to talk, the person knows exactly what to do. But you're a little more subtle than that.
Yeah, and it's funny too, because people will walk by our tables and it'll be obvious we're there for a reason and purpose. They'll see those signs that say need prayer and free items and whatnot, and they'll stop and go, oh, wait a minute, are you Jehovah's Witness? No, are you Mormons? Nope. Baptist? No, we're Catholics. And they'll go, really? Catholics are out here. Well, that's wonderful. And it's funny because most of the time I would think people would want to argue or fight with us. And no, it's like, hey, that's great. Hey, can I tell you what's going on in my life right now? And it's just amazing, all this low-hanging fruit out there, if we're willing to just be vulnerable enough to go into our communities and talk about faith.
It is amazing when you, and I'm kind of harkening back to when I had my conversion about 30 years ago and how I was a lot more open and talking with people and praying and stuff like that. And it is amazing how just the simplest word of just, can I pray for you or something, or do you need prayer? I mean, it just opens the floodgates. It is just amazing. I'm sure you can tell us a whole bunch of stories just like you did just now that, you know, people are really open to that and happy, you know. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you're expanding into Indianapolis and what that looks like. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith, and maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio along with our guests. We're here with Ken O'Gorick, who is the Director of Catechesis for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and Adam Jenke, who is the Chief Operating Officer for the St. Paul Street Evangelization. And we're talking about evangelization. And what's so cool is that this street evangelization is coming to the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And Ken, you're going to tell us all about that. What's a scoop?
Yeah, we're super excited, Jim and Bridget. As Adam mentioned, in addition to training people to do street evangelization specifically, The apostolate of St. Paul Street Evangelization also provides a lot of ongoing support and education. And so one of the great resources the apostolate offers is called, it's literally called a school of evangelization. It's not a physical school. We're not building a school of evangelization physically in Indianapolis, but there's an opportunity for everyday parishioners to take a series of sessions or classes that really just not only educate us about evangelization, but give us confidence and practice, just practical tips, not only for doing things like street evangelization, but just how to be a better evangelizer to my family and my neighbors and my friends. Mm-hmm. So this effort is called the School of Evangelization. It starts at the end of January. It's a weekly Thursday evening session that folks can go to. Wonderful parish on the near south side of Indianapolis, Our Lady of the Greenwood, mm-hmm. has agreed to host it. It's super accessible, whether you live a little north of 96th Street in the Diocese of Lafayette or just anywhere within that easy drive of Greenwood, people can attend this school of evangelization. And we'll mention this again towards the end of the...
Can you mention Lafayette, Diocese of Lafayette?
Yeah.
Is this strictly an Archindy?
No. Really, anyone who lives within a convenient drive of Greenwood, and that's a lot of Catholics, would absolutely benefit from attending this school of evangelization. And again, we'll mention this again, but the best way to register for it is just to go to streetevangelization.com. That's the web site of St. Paul Street Evangelization. If you go to streetevangelization.com, there's a pull-down menu that tells you about schools,
mm-hmm.
and they'll see all the information there, Our Lady of the Greenwood, the day of the week, the time of day, all that information.
And how many weeks did you say?
It's Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's 8 weeks, and then four periods of 8 weeks. So it's a weekly opportunity over the course of several months. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to take July off.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in depth. But again, it's about building confidence, getting practice. So so it's hard for folks to come to one thing or just like one or two sessions and really, really feel confident. Mm-hmm. So this school of evangelization, it's a bit of a commitment. Mm-hmm. But boy, once people attend the first one or two sessions, they're not only eager to come back, but they're inviting other people to sign up as well. Sure. Right, Adam?
Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, this is for the absolute beginner, too, with this school. You don't have to feel like, well, I don't know a lot about my faith or, you know, I'm kind of nervous about, you know, I'm intrigued by evangelization, but it kind of scares me. Well, then this is a school for you. So we start right at the beginning and we take Catholics, whatever their level of experience, and help you over a period of time. Like Ken said, 4 quarters and 8 classes in each quarter. Develop as a Catholic evangelist and learn how to go out there and share your faith.
Now, is this strictly an in-person thing, or is there a online seminar, webinar type version available as well?
Even though Adam mentioned online schools of evangelization, this particular effort it's live and in person, and there will be a lead teacher. A wonderful gentleman who lives near Indianapolis and does some work for St. Paul Street Evangelization. But we'll have a series of special guests, I'm sure, as well. Adam, I think we're going to get you down here at least once, won't we, brother?
I'll be there at the kickoff.
All right.
Well, I'm curious, is there a cost? And again, how long is, not so much the duration, but how long is the class itself per night? Adam, do you have some info on that?
Sure. Each class is going to be 2 hours long.
Okay.
And it is not 2 hours of just sitting there listening to Peter or a guest speaker. It'll be small group time. It'll be activity time. It'll be presentation time, Q&A, all that kind of thing. So the 2 hours goes fast. There'll be worship, all kinds of wonderful things. And then, as far as the cost goes, we ask everyone to make a gift each quarter at the beginning of the quarter. We have a suggested gift, but if you can give $1 a quarter, you know, that's fine with us. So, people shouldn't think that, oh, this is going to be too expensive or something like that, so I can't go. We want everyone there.
And just to supplement that a little bit or take it a step further, some of our pastors might send me some interesting emails because of this comment, but, you know, there are parish budgets for things like evangelization and formation mm-hmm. of lay people mm-hmm. and so forth. So if I were a layperson at one of our parishes, I would definitely have a conversation with my pastor and say, hey, I want to go to this school of evangelization. Mm-hmm. I want to help our parish thrive. Mm-hmm. Could I get a little bit of financial support from the parish as well? And finally, the Archdiocese, you know, the Office of Evangelization, we certainly have some money budgeted to help people do this as well. So money will not stand in the way of folks participating in this wonderful opportunity.
I'm curious, I have two thoughts. We need all hands on deck, you know, in terms of, you know, helping to communicate the faith. You know, there's a lot going on in our culture, and, you know, a lot of the media outlets, you know, obviously not Catholic Radio Indy, praise God, you know, we can speak the truth here, but, you know, there's a lot of dark stuff going on in our culture and a lot of, like, I guess, myths or lack of truth being communicated, especially about the Catholic faith and about God, Jesus himself, and how much he loves us. And so we need to be, each of us, you know, the hands and feet of Jesus to communicate that. I can't think of a better way to do this. Do you have a specific audience that is attracted to this? Like, is it young, old? I mean, is there a certain person that is geared for this that you can speak to?
You know, really, it's any faithful Catholic disciple. We have students that go out and evangelize that are teenagers with their youth groups or with their parents. They come into the school, and we have retirees. I have a retiree in the Atlanta area, Clarence, that goes out every single day and evangelizes on the street and everyone in between. So there's no particular demographic that it speaks to more than the other, because we're all called to evangelize. In fact, you know, the church says that is the very mission of the Catholic Church. The church exists to evangelize, and just as there's a universal call to holiness, there's a universal call to evangelize as well.
Now, Adam, do you have any, off the top of your head, success stories, so to speak, that you want to relate? Somebody came up to a St. Paul street evangelist somewhere, and something special happened?
How much time you got?
Wow, that's good.
I could share stories all day long. So one particular wonderful story that we had this past year with one of our street teams is two young boys came up to one of our tables, I believe it was in Iowa, and got picked up a couple of rosaries. They were really interested in the rosary. And the parents came by later, and the entire family ended up coming into the Catholic Church, going through RCIA, and receiving the sacrament. So that's always a beautiful thing to see, those conversions. And then we also see a lot of healing happen on the street. People think if they go out and they do the work of evangelization, it's going to be argument or apologetics. And 95% of the time, it's ministering to a person in the hurt and the wounds that they experience in their own life, and just being there for them and praying with them.
Yeah, I can totally imagine that, you know, people just wanting to be seen and heard and cared for, and just even, you know, asking someone, you know, can I pray for you or what do you need? Not many people maybe asked them that question before, and you're kind of shocked when you're on the other end of that as the evangelizer. Really? No one's ever said that to you? Like, can I pray with you or what do you need? So that is kind of wild. Kent, give us some more details about how people can get registered and what you think or hope that people will take away here in our local community.
Yeah, I would say simply, if you're listening to this and you live within a 45-minute drive or so of Greenwood, Indiana, which is a lot of people, this really is your opportunity to go from thinking about evangelization, talking about evangelization, feeling guilty that you don't evangelize like you think you should. It's a golden opportunity, really, to just learn and, again, gain confidence, get practical tips, and get practice. So again, there's a lot of different ways people could end up on the registration site, but I think the simplest is just to go to streetevangelization.com. And again, there's a pull-down menu there that says school, because this is the school of evangelization. That's what we call this specific outreach of the St. Paul Street Evangelization Apostolate.
Do you have any idea how many people you can fit at you know, if you, so, if you get packing them in there.
I think right now the room we have reserved can easily accommodate, and Adam, I think we said like 45 people, but it would be a wonderful problem to have to and really, to me, there's such a need and a hunger out there. I would love to go to the good pastor, Father Todd at Our Lady of Greenwood, and say, "Hey, Father, we need a bigger
space." There is a bigger room there. I think it might accommodate like 200 people. I've given a talk there back not too long ago, and let's have the problem of, let's have 200 people there. Can you handle that, Adam? Could you handle that, Ken?
Absolutely. The more the merrier.
It'd be great to have a blowout. So hey, we're giving a call out here. You know, people here are. There are people listening that the Holy Spirit is putting this on your heart to get signed up for this class. I mean, we can all do this. We can all do better in evangelization, no matter where you're at. Even like Adam said, if you're a beginner, that's fine. Even if you're a seasoned, you know, the community and the experience of being a part of something like this, I'm sure it's just going to be amazing. It's gonna light a fire on even the older, I put myself in that, evangelist, you know. So give us the information again there, Ken.
Simply go to streetevangelization.com. And again, there's a pull-down menu there for schools, and you'll see all the information about this class that starts at Our Lady of the Greenwood a little bit later this month, towards the end of January, on Thursday evenings. It'll be a blast.
And Adam, what's it been like for your faith journey to be a part of this? How has it impacted your faith as you've been a part of this ministry?
Yeah, it's been such a beautiful thing to be able to go out and minister to others and just see God's grace at work. To find out that we thought we were going to bring Jesus to the streets, and he was already there. And so we get to really build community, build the church, and see God's grace at work.
Well, this has been a really enlightening interview. I'm very excited. Maybe I'll sign up. Maybe the Holy Spirit is, giving me a little nudge.
Adam, you're kind of shy and bashful.
I am a little shy and bashful, yeah. But hey, you know, even me. I mean, it's discomforting, or it's uncomfortable to put yourself out there. So, I mean, we can all learn more. We don't all know it all. So, on that note, we are out of time. Our guests today have been Ken O'Gork, Director of Catechesis for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and Adam Janke, Chief Operating Officer for the St. Paul Street Evangelization. You can get signed up. Everybody, get ready. Streetevangelization.com. Get signed up there. Guys, thanks so much for being our guests today.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from catholicradioindy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget@catholicradioindy.org. Or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.